Good evening, everyone, and the highlights of the news.
Every index has seen bull markets and bears over the years. Bitcoin saw both a bull and a bear in the same day.
Hello and welcome to Chump Change. It's Sunday, the 2nd of June, 2019. I'm Rob, tuning in from the UK.
And I'm Luke from South Korea.
What's up?
What's up? You good? Did you get over your dismal performance in the quiz last week?
Yeah. So I prepared a quiz.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's do it.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so we've got five questions, multiple answers, right? pick one, obviously. And we'll score you and see if you can beat me.
Okay, how many questions?
Five.
Five, okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Right. What does Satoshi Nakamoto loosely translate to? Is that wise future thought, inside teacher origin, balanced inside origin, wise inside foundation?
Ooh, I'm going to go with B, wise teacher origin.
Okay, so B was inside teacher origin, not wise inside origin.
Okay, B. No.
It's wise inside foundation. Okay. Wise inside foundation. Or wise one who lives in the middle.
Oh, wicked. Well, that's so cool.
Okay.
So actually, yeah, I mean, it's a real name, right? I mean, it's not his, probably not his real name. That's actually certainly not, but it is a real name. I think it's a real Japanese name, isn't it? Because there was a guy in America, old guy, that people thought was the creator of Bitcoin because his name was Satoshi Nakamoto. He's just a really old guy.
He got
like totally harassed by the media and stuff. He's like, I don't know what Bitcoin is. But then, obviously it was quite stressful for him. He's a pretty old guy. Then the Bitcoin community like donated loads to him, loads of Bitcoins, and he kind of cashed it out and a happy ending.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's so
good. His name was Satoshi Nakamoto.
That's so cool.
It is cool. That's awesome.
Maybe it was him and it's all just a big cover up.
Maybe.
Anyway, question two. So that's not so far.
Yeah, okay.
Question two. In which country is Crypto Valley located?
Okay.
Is it France, Switzerland, Chile, Ireland, or the United States of America?
I think I know the answer. I think it's Switzerland.
Okay, that's correct.
Yeah. I read that somewhere a few months ago. This product was pretty cool. Because I think Switzerland has really lax laws with kind of taxes and stuff like that. So I think even Ethereum, which is you know Vitalik and his team are mostly Canadians, I think they are technically like legally based out of Switzerland too.
Oh, really?
I think I'm not so sure, but I think so. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. What year is the last Bitcoin expected to be mined? You have.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was just making sure that I knew this. 3005, 2140. So that's 2140. I don't even know how you say
2140. I don't know. Yeah.
I'll say
that's
like
120 years later.
Okay. So you got 3005.
Yeah.
You got 2140.
Okay.
2050 or 2112.
I'm going to go for B, 2120. Was that right?
So you've got B, which is 2140, or you've got D, which is 2112, that's in that realm.
Okay, I'm going to go for B, 2140.
Damn it.
Am I right?
Yeah, this is lucky loop.
So actually, I that was lucky, but I knew it was 100 years away, like in the next century. So I had a choice of B or D, so
I know, and I tried to tempt you down the wrong path, yeah, like Satan would.
So that's cool, though. Two. That's cool. He's good questions.
Yeah, they are good questions. Yeah. Two. I mean, okay. I wrote them, so they're good questions. which of these had an ICO of over $4 billion? We've got IOTA. We got Banacor. We got Cardano or EOS.
Yeah. I know. EOS.
I am just making sure because I thought EOS, but then I, for some reason, I thought I was shocked when it wasn't.
Oh, really?
I'll go back to that one. Right.
Yeah. I think I remember reading a while ago that EOS was it had the most, like it earned the most money from its ICO, and
okay,
yeah, from the, because it was an Ethereum token first.
Yeah, no, it is EOS.
Ooh, okay.
Another one.
Oh my god.
Three.
I know my crypto stuff, man.
okay. So only one more left, okay? Mm. What did Satoshi Nakamoto hard code into the Genesis block?
Right? Yeah.
Did he hard code money is only a tool? It'll take you wherever you wish, but it will not replace you as the driver. Or men make counterfeit money. In many more cases, many make counterfeit men. Or a wise man should have money in his head, but not in his heart. Or the Times, 3rd of January 2019, Chancellor on the brink of second bailout for banks.
I think it's the last one. I think I read that as well.
It is.
Am I right? Yeah. Yeah. I remember thinking, because he's American. Well, we think Satoshi was probably American. And I remember thinking, is he talking about the British Chancellor or not? I remember thinking that when I read that quote years ago.
Done it, mate. So you had one, two, go. Three, four out of five.
Oh, nice. Wow.
I thought they were hard questions as well.
I'll good questions. I like them. Really interesting.
They were interesting questions. I mean, you guessed a couple, and you got them.
Educated guesses.
Yeah. No, credit where credit is due. Yeah,
nice. What was the answer to the first question again?
The first question was, what does Satoshi Nakamoto loosely translate to? And that's Wise Inside Foundation. But a lot of the more like kind of
Wise Inside more, Foundation. Yeah.
The more like spoken, I guess, phrase is wise one who lives in the middle.
Mm, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Slipping my coffee. So,
All right,
wicked. Good quiz.
Cool. Good quiz. You've got a fact for us.
Oh, yeah. So how about we do winners and losers first? Is that cool?
I have it
on my laptop ready. So, you know, as always, let's go through the biggest winners and losers in terms of percentage gained and lost. So crypto is probably definitely in a bull run now. And
it probably is.
Yeah, probably is. And the winners are just a huge, huge percentage gains. So let's go through the losers quickly first, though. So biggest loser is Chainlink at -14%. And then we have AELF coin. I'm not sure what that is, -12%. And then the coolest name I've come across in crypto in a while, Thundercore coin, down 8.7%. I don't know much about these or anything about these projects, so... Well, if you know anything, tweet us at our chum change. Then the biggest winners. So we have Dent up 48%.
I know that because I've been trading it.
Yeah, well done. Bitcoin SV up 100%. We're not personally a fan of this coin, but it's up 100%. And I think in the last 2 weeks or last month, it must be up close to 300 or 400. So if you hold some, that's good for you. And then Mona coin is up 199% this week. So
yeah, that's a big Japanese coin too. Chinese, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we've covered it before. But I forgot. But yeah, I think it's a Chinese coin.
Yeah, yeah.
So wicked. If you guys own any of these coins, then you're making some healthy profits. So well done. Cool.
Excellent. All right, hit me with that fact.
Okay, so we're going to have a new segment on this podcast starting today. So me and Rob will take it in turns, giving up some crypto facts. And I'm going to do a Satoshi-themed fact. So I actually have two or three combined into one. So I'm cheating a little bit. So Satoshi Nakamoto, do you know how many Bitcoin he owns, Rob?
No, I don't.
No, he owns just shy of a million Bitcoin.
A million Bitcoin.
Yeah, he has 980,000 Bitcoins, which is a lot. So just shy of a million.
Should we just for fact's sake, work out what that is right now?
In dollars?
Yeah.
I'm about to tell you.
Okay. Luke is so prepared.
You're
I'm more off the cuff.
Ruining my facts, Rob.
I'm jazz. You're very straight, classical, prepared music.
So, before I'll let you know, it's worth just over $9 billion right now.
Oh, my God.
$9 billion. At the all-time high in 2017, it was worth just over $19 billion, which made Satoshi the 56th richest person alive at the time.
And that person's unknown. That's so badass.
I still find it like mind-blowing that he is still anonymous, or she is still anonymous, or they are still anonymous. It's so crazy.
You might not know the answer to this question, but has there been any movement in that wallet since the beginning?
No, I do know. Since the beginning, yes. He stopped using it. I can say he. I'm not sure if it's he or she, but I'll say he. He stopped using it, I think, in 2011. But people have been donating to him. So you can find his wallet on it. You can easily find his wallet and you can donate it to his address since then. So, a lot of people, they check it quite frequently to see if there's any movement, to see if he's still alive or if he does anything with it. Because, if he were to sell his Bitcoin, then it would probably, almost certainly tank the market. It's a lot of Bitcoin sell at one go.
Yeah.
Another fact about Satoshi, in 2015, he was nominated for a Nobel Prize in economic sciences. And he's anonymous.
So cool.
It's wicked, isn't it?
So nominated for a prize that, I guess, yeah, okay. I can see that. It's sort of, if that person is still alive and they can be proud of something in silence, right?
Yeah, yeah. So when I was kind of searching for facts for this, I came across quite a few articles on Satoshi, and, there are about three or four people people are guessing that they are Satoshi. Craig Wright's not one of them. But a couple of them are still alive. One of them is dead. Yeah. But they're purists, these guys. They're cypherpunks. They just, pure on cryptography and sound monetary systems. So it's not just some guy that's going to take it out and kind of destroy everything. They seem pure and... Yeah. Real cryptographers.
So cool.
So cool. Yeah.
Awesome.
Wicked. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Good fact, right? Good facts.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. I feel like I'm a bit more educated.
Cool.
After my appalling quiz performances. I need some facts.
I think... I might need to work on my questions to make them a bit fairer.
Or, you know, the questions that you gave me first, they were fine. The ones that, you know, we had the technical difficulties.
Oh, yeah, were, true.
They were okay. But ramping them up just because I passed the first ones, I think,
yeah. is a bit harsh.
A little bit harsh. Anyway, right, what's the news? What's been happening?
All right, so I have two pieces of news. Ready? So the first one is you can get free EOS.
What?
Yeah, I'll tell you how later. Second one is crypto is here to save social media.
I don't really want social media to be saved, but fine. It's a good thing for everybody else, I guess. Yeah. Stop being selfish.
So, you can earn free EOS now from today. So I think Rob talked about this on the podcast a few weeks ago, that Coinbase now has this earn while learning scheme on its website, where you can click on certain coins and learn about them, take a test, and if you pass a test, you can get crypto. So I actually did this after you mentioned it, I earned 30 quid in about 30 minutes, and I learned some cool things about crypto. So it's pretty awesome system, and EOS was added to that list today. So hurry up and get on there, because they don't last forever. There's only a certain amount of crypto you can earn from Coinbase. So if you're interested in getting some free EOS, go up there, go to Coinbase, sign in, take the test, and earn $10 of free EOS.
And what's good about it as well is if you have people that are, friends that are interested as well, if you send them the referral link and they do it, not only do they earn their own crypto, but you actually get a kickback of the crypto that you get the same amount, I think, or something crazy.
I think potentially like you could probably get about $100.
Yeah. Sounds like a pyramid scheme, but
you can only get five. Only five friends. Yeah. It's not unlimited, but still, you can easily get $100, £100 worth. So right now on the earn while learning crowd crypto, there's EOS, which is up there today. We have Stellar Lumens, Zcash, BAT, Basic Attention Token, and 0x. Unfortunately, Zcash and 0x, they have reached their limit. So they can't, you can take the quiz, but you can't earn any of them anymore. But the rest are still available. So definitely go and do it. You can get 30, 40 pounds pretty quickly and
just do it.
Have some fun.
Yeah.
With BAT, I did the BAT one a few days ago.
Yeah.
The last thing to do is to actually kind of download. So if you're not sure, BAT basically building a decentralized blockchain based web browser like Google Chrome or Safari. And last part of the quiz is download BAT and try it out. And I've been using it, and it's cool as hell.
I use it for work. I use multiple browsers for testing on, and I use it a lot. And it's actually just Chrome.
It's just Chrome.
It's the Chrome base, but with added stuff.
Yeah, it has ad blocker. You don't get any ads.
It has ad blocker. It also has, if anybody has used, we've spoke about this before, the Tor network. So basically accessing the dark web, having, basically privacy stuff. You can actually, where on Chrome, you can do a new incognito window.
Yeah.
Now you can do that, but you could also do a new Tor browser window. And basically in a new tab, you can be access, things are completely, if you're familiar with onion skinning and like onion routing, where all the browser traffic is convoluted and it can't be tracked, it's a very good security feature for if you're accessing something and you want to make sure that you're not being spied on, or if you're in a coffee shop or whatever and you don't have a VPN or whatever, things like that.
It's really cool. I highly recommend using it just for the ad blocker, because ads bug the hell out of me.
Well, what I don't know, and maybe you don't know, maybe you're unsure of this either, is so I see like the BAT rewards.
Yeah.
On there. Do you know what they are?
A little bit. Basically, it's similar to what a lot of other crypto based
like platforms and social medias are doing is it's going to enable eventually when it gets kind of popular, it'll enable people to pay content creators in BAT simply. So you can earn crypto from producing content for, I think specifically for the Brave browser, I think. I've actually, I had a pretty busy couple of weeks, but when I downloaded this web browser, I actually bookmarked the earn from your content kind of BAT rewards page. So I'm going to check it out in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, maybe we should do something as well for the podcast. I mean, we have a domain name and we have hosting.
Yeah, we should.
Plans to get something together so listeners can get a bit more interacted and
wicked
and somewhere to post some notes.
Yeah, right. So my second piece of news is pretty cool. It's actually kind of similar. So like I said, social media is a huge part of people's lives, and actually now there's this new social media being built and launched called Voice. And it's going to be built on the EOS platform, totally new social media. Not in any way kind of partnered with Facebook or any of the big ones. And yeah, it's going to be built on the EOS platform. They raised billions of dollars to do this, apparently. Block One is the company behind it. And it's up for beta testing. So if you are interested in trying out a decentralized, you know, purely private blockchain-based social media, then you can go and check it out. Similar to the Brave browser, like there's going to be no ads on this social media, no bots, no dodgy algorithms kind of, you know, tracking you and following you around. Instead, if you post something and you like it, you can kind of donate micropayments to content creators. And
like
then you can
like tipping,
but micropayments are like pennies or less. Mm-hmm. And the token's going to be called, Voice Token. And it looks really cool. If you go on the website, voice.com, it looks really nice, like really well laid out and is app based. Looks really good.
Okay, so when you say it's app based, as in it's on the like App Store, and
I don't think it's up yet. I actually haven't signed up for beta, but you can sign up and check it out. But they have some pictures of what it's going to look like, and it looks really clean, very simple.
I'm
going to
sign this up.
It looks like Instagram, actually, to be honest.
I'm going to sign this up, and if any of you listening out there signing up as well, get interact with us.
Yeah, cool. Do it. Yeah, looks cool.
All right.
What else am I going to say? Oh, yeah, one more thing. So this is not the first crypto blockchain. The first one was Steemit.
Yeah.
And this is actually, the Voice has been designed by one of the co-founders from Steemit who left the company last year. So this guy, I don't have his name on my notes, but I do. Brendan Bloomer. Good name. Oh. Well, he's someone who has kind of history building decentralized social media. So, you know, Steemit was okay. It wasn't great, was it?
No, I made a couple of, I don't know, what do you get? Steemits?
Steemcoin.
Steem. I had a couple of Steem for some posts, but yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully this guy's learned from his mistakes or, you know, got better at building these kind of decentralized platforms. So this one looks a lot better. So one more time, it's voice.com. Go and sign up for beta and let's get this private, you know, media up and running.
Saying that, so I'm not sure if I said off air to Luke or while we were talking, I've been doing a lot of sort of trading again, and I've seen Voice coming up in CoinMarketCap. So they must have a coin.
Should I check it out?
Voice, is it? And it looks like it's been gaining a lot of traction lately, if I remember correctly.
Voice. No.
But maybe it's called something else. Anyway.
Yeah. Cool.
I'll look into it.
Yeah. All right.
So I think that's it from us today. Unless you have anything you want to add, Luke?
No, that's all. That's fun. Next week, my quiz one, yeah, for you, and you get some facts ready for everyone.
I will. Cool. Let's be nice on this quiz, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Wise one who lives in the middle.